Welcome to the Wallen Popack Church Podcast. This is your One Step Weekly for the week of May 18th, 2020. I am your host, Pastor Ken Platt. Look, even though we cannot meet physically right now, we would love to connect with you on social media. So head on over to Facebook, or you can download the app, follow our reading plans, listen to past messages, get updates of our live online events, and the list goes on. Connect with us. We want to connect with you. Also, please take some time today to rate and review and share wherever you listen to this, whether it's Spotify or iTunes or Google or whatever. Please take time to do that. We believe so strongly in the message that we're bringing here, and your response in this way is going to help to get that message to more people. The One Step Weekly is a podcast that aims to help you take practical steps in your walk with God. First, we reframe how we think about things because transformation begins with a renewing of our mind. And then we put that understanding into action because a faith without works is a dead faith. And I want your faith to thrive. I read this phenomenal quote from William Penn yesterday. William Penn, who is the person who founded Pennsylvania, he says this: "True godliness does not turn men out of the world, but enables them to live better in it. It excites their endeavors to mend it." I love that. Listen to that. True godliness does not turn men out of the world, right? Like, it doesn't, true godliness doesn't say, oh man, we got to escape. We got to get away from the world. But what it does is it enables us to live better in the world and excites our endeavors to mend it. And I read that in this incredible book that I'm reading with my grow group right now called The Celebration of Discipline by Richard Foster. But what a statement of what a faith-filled life does. The closer to God we get, the more we make time to grow in our relationship with Him, then the better we are for the world that God longs to redeem. And so today, as we talk about your One Step Weekly, we're going to be talking about the influences that are in our life. See, the greatest way to grow in our walk with God is to surround yourself with things that will influence you in the direction of growth. This plays out in a lot of other areas of our life too, right? So for instance, if you decide you want to eat healthier, you would take the steps to see that only healthy food influences are around. You would read articles about eating healthy. You would listen to podcasts of healthy people. Maybe you would subscribe to an Instagram or something like that where you would see healthy food all the time. If you do Pinterest, you would start pinning healthy food recipes. You might even buy a healthy food cookbook. And most of all, what would you fill your cupboards with? Would you fill it with tasty cakes, or would you fill it with healthy food? And if a friend offered you cookies, you would politely decline. And so the same is true for what we do in our sinful lives. Sinful lives? I don't know if that was a slip, but what we would do in our spiritual lives. Your spirit will be influenced by what you expose it to as real truth. This is why there are so many admonitions in the New Testament regarding people who would be teachers of a faith, because our souls long to hear from God, and those who teach are offering food. Your soul longs for God. Your soul that exists in you, that is part of who you are, that it has got this God-shaped hole, and it longs for the truth of the spirit world. It longs for the truth of Jesus. And since it longs for it, in order to be healthy, you need to surround yourself with that which will feed you and help you grow. And then you need to start tossing out the things that are holding you back from thriving in that relationship. In the book of Revelation, chapter 2, there was a church that Jesus spoke to. And it said, and it was the church in the ancient city of Pergamum. Pergamum was a place where cultural and religious influences, they were thriving. And it wasn't religious influences in a good way. It was religious influences in a bad way. It was such a spiritually volatile area that Jesus told the people that lived there that it was the throne of Satan. I mean, could you imagine living in a place that Jesus calls the throne of Satan. Can you imagine, like, being a believer in Jesus, someone who serves the one true God, and being surrounded by stuff that was called the throne of Satan? Because here's the thing: there were four different major temples to the gods: Zeus, Athena, Dionysus, and Asclepius. And not only that, there was also a temple to the Emperor Augustine. What we need to understand about these temples is that they weren't just like, oh, you know, there's that church on Church Street, there's that church over there, there's that church over there. That's not what this was. Temples were the center. They were the center of social and commercial and religious life. And if you wanted to live, you worshiped at these temples. If you wanted to thrive in these cultures, you had to worship at the temples. You had to make the sacrifices. And if you didn't, people would know about it. And that's what's going on here. And so you have these believers who are influenced by all these other things. And don't think that we're so far removed from that in our culture. And so Jesus goes on to commend the people of Pergamum for standing their ground and saying, you are following me and you're being faithful to me in the midst of this. But in the same breath, he also gives them a dire warning, because what had happened is they had begun to allow the influences around them to creep in. They had allowed the influences that were in their society and in their worship and all these other things and teachings from people called the Nicolaitans, there was just a lot going on there. You want to dig into it more, go to Revelation chapter 2, but there was some serious stuff happening that these believers were allowing to influence them, and they were starting to let that stuff in. And it was preventing their pursuit of God. See, we have to be aware of what influences we let into our lives. There are many teachings about who God is, how he can be known, and what brings us joy. And those teachings come from all over the place. They come from celebrities. They come from false teachers. They come from all over the place. And what we want to do is we want to make sure that we are getting our teaching and our influences from the right place. And there are many other things that masquerade as good, and we justify them as such. So, I mean, there's a lot of things in our life that can be seen as good. You know, like, it's okay to watch Netflix. It's okay to watch movies. It's okay to listen to music. Those things are not bad in and of themselves. But when we start to allow them to influence our lives in a negative way, and some of the negative stuff that we hear on that, some of the stuff that prevents us from following God with our full heart. Here's a perfect example. I used to watch this show where the good guy, the protagonist in the story, was actually in real life a bad guy, right? If I knew this guy in real life, I'd say, that's a bad guy. But in the show I was watching, he was the good guy. And so as I watched it, I remember one day watching the show and cheering on the main character, cheering on this protagonist, even though he was doing things that I would never condone anyone to do in real life. It was at that point that I looked at like what was happening and I stopped watching that show. What was happening is that influence was rewiring my mind to cheer on the wrong things. And this happens all across the board. And so we have to be aware. And so your one step weekly is this. I want you to take stock of the things that influence your life. You can write them down if that helps, or you can just make a mental list. I want you to think about what you watch or who or what you listen to and what you read, and ask the question, is it helpful, harmful, or neutral? I want to repeat all that because I know it's a lot. So I want you to take stock of the things that influence your life. You can write it down if that helps, or you can just make a mental list. Think about what you watch, who or what you listen to, and what you read. And I want you to ask the question, is it one of three things? Is it helpful? Is it harmful? Or is it just neutral? The goal is to build your life around the things that are helpful and begin to weed out the harmful. I love that Jesus never told the people in Pergamum, hey, get out of town, go move someplace else. But instead, he told them to hold fast and live in the victory that he had attained for them. Look, you may not be able to get out of where you live or the life situation or, you know, that kind of thing. But you can live your life for Jesus in any context. Any context you find yourself, no matter how volatile, you can live for Jesus. And when you find yourself in a difficult spot, I want you to remember there were people just like you who survived and thrived in a city whose nickname was the Throne of Satan. So go and receive the influence of the living God. Let him determine what feeds your soul and eat freely from that table. Make sure you rate, share, and review this podcast, and we'll talk to you all next week. Lord's blessings be upon you. Talk to you soon.